Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra daf Kuf Chaf Tes. We left off in daf Kuf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. We read down almost to the bottom, but let's start again from the two dots because that's the only way it's going to make sense. So yesterday we read through seven messages that Rabbi Abba sent to Rav Yosef Bar Chama. So we're going to start again from the seventh of the messages that Rabbi Abba sent to Rav Yosef Bar Chama at the two dots. Shalach le Rabbi Abba le Rav Yosef Bar Chama. And again, just to remind ourselves, the only reason we mentioned these seven messages that Rabbi Abba sent to Rav Yosef Bar Chama was so that we can see message number six that he sent him. That was so we could see message number five, I think it was, that he sent him in regards to the issue of whether we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda or like the Rabbanan in regards to the issue of whether a person is neman to say that his son is a bechor against the chazaka or not a bechor against the chazaka, right? That's it was message number five. That was the whole reason we brought it in, but tangentially we brought the other six as well. So now again we're going to read number seven. Shalach le Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. Rabbi Abba sends Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. Hamotzi shtar chov al chaveru. Someone takes a shtar chov against his friend. He says, "Look, here's a shtar. Says you owe me $100." Malva omer lo nefrati klum. Malva says, "Look, shtar says you owe me $100. You haven't paid me a single cent yet." Velova Amar Prati Mechsa. The Lova says, "What are you talking about? I paid you $50 already." So that would be, if we would stop right there, that would be a very pashut case. That's what we call Modeh B'Mitzvas, and Modeh B'Mitzvas Tayni Yeshava. There's nothing to discuss. But over here, the case is further complicated by the following. Ve'edim Eidin Sheparakulo. Eidim came and testified that the guy actually paid the entire thing. That he wasn't, that he didn't pay only 50, he actually paid the full 100. So what's the halacha? Hareze Nishba. The Lova swears, and the Malva collects half, but the half that he collects can only be from the Chasim B'nei Chorin, Avmim Shubadim Lo, but not from the Chasim Meshubadim. Meaning, if the Lova has since sold some karkaos, the Malva is not allowed to go to those Lukuchos and confiscate the property as payment for the half that he's still entitled to. Why not? Da Amri, because those Lukuchos can easily tell him, Anana Edim Samchinan. We believe the Edim. The Edim said that he already paid you back the full 100, he owes you nothing. You have no right to take anything from us. He was moda that he owes you 50. That's his problem. Let him be moda that he owes you 50. But you cannot take from our lukuchos because we don't believe him. We believe the Edim. At that point, even before we get more complicated than that, says Tosos Nishba v'gov v'mechzum in chasum dechorin tap Tosos near l'ri de l'hachi neman b'shvua. Why is the guy believed with the shvua that he only owes half? Mishum de chashiva k'milva al peh shari eid mi'idin shashtar perua. It's considered to be not a milva b'shtar, but a milva al peh. Why is it only a milva al peh? Because in terms of the shtar, he has edim to counter the shtar. Shtar says he owes $100, but the edim say he's already paid the $100. V'af al gav de l'dvar of ha'edim psulim, shari machisham v'omer shachayiv mechza. Even though the lover himself is saying that the edim are pasul, because he's contradicting them, he's saying that he only paid back half. Mikal makom shtar einu miskayim ela al yidei hoda'aso. That doesn't make the shtar okay, because the shtar would only be binding based on his own hoda'a. V'akamar de paramechza, but he's saying that half the shtar is no good, that he's already paid back half. V'lo dami l'mode b'shtar shakasu shein tzarech l'kaimo. And this is not like a regular case where I'm mode in a shtar that it no longer requires kiyum shtaros, that a shtar has the full power of a shtar as long as I'm mode that I wrote the shtar. V'eino neman loma parati, and then I would no longer be believed to say I've paid back the shtar. V'govin m'chasu m'shubadim, and because I would no longer be believed to say I paid back the shtar once I was mode that I wrote the shtar, you would be the malva would be able to be gover from m'chasu m'shubadim. Even though the only kiyum that this shtar has was the hoda'a of the lova, why is this not the same thing? Isn't this the same exact thing? We have a shtar where the lova himself was moda, that yes, it was a valid shtar, but I paid back half, so why don't we say that that's a kiyum shtaros, and therefore you should be able to be gova from the chasum shbadim? He says, no, the chasum have a shtar gomur. The edim achsum mal shtar k'min shnech rei dusun bebezdin. Al Rabbanan Huda Atsruchu Kiyum Kiton Behedim Mizuyev. Over there, it's a real valid shtar because you have Edom signed on the shtar, and therefore it's an absolutely valid shtar. And it's just mitir rabbanon that we require kiyum when someone makes a tain of mezuyav. Aval kishakim avishtar gamur vein nemelam prati. But once you're mekayim it, so then it is a shtar gamur. But over here, it's not a shtar gamur because he came in because you have two edim that say that the shtar is totally invalid. So you don't have a shtar gamur to begin with. So anyway, so that's the halacha in this case. You have one guy says you owe me the malva says you owe me 100, lova says I paid you back 50, and edim say he paid back the entire thing. He's gonna have to swear like a modeh b'mitzvah swears, and normally after modeh b'mitzvah swears, he pays back the half that he's modeh. But over here, even though there's a shtar in play, that half that's getting paid back is not going from nechasim shabadim; it's only going from nechasim b'nei charin, because the lekuchos say that we can rely on the edim. We're perfectly happy relying on the edim. Now, before we see the next line, va'afilu l'Rabbi Akiva, it's important to know what the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon is. The Gemara is going to refer to a machlokas that appears in the beginning of Maseches Bava Metzia, but we need the background of what that machlokas is. So if you look in the Rashbam, about 10 lines before the end of the page, Rashbam has the first words on the line, a depara akol. So at the third word on the line, says Rashbam, plukta to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, Elazar, b'tchil shnai mochsin. The machlok Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar appears at the beginning of shnai mochsin, the beginning of Maseches Bava Metzia, and it's as follows. Shtar shekasa bo slotin o dinarin. Right? A shtar doesn't say an amount, it just says, you owe me dollars. And it doesn't say how many dollars. So Malva Omer Chamesh. Malva says, I remember you owe me $5. The Lova Omer Shalosh. And the Lova says, no, I don't owe you $5, I owe you $3. So what's the halacha in that case? Now, the shtar itself, what does it prove? It proves that he owes at least how much? Two. Because all it says is dollars. The miut of plural is two. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Hol v'hodu miksataini yishava. Shimon Elazar says, yeah, but the guy claimed five, you admitted three, that's a modeh b'miksas. So you're chayv v'shvua. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, you're not chayv v'shvua. You're only a Meshav Aveda, meaning you could have easily gotten away saying two, and instead you decided to be generous, and you said three. So then you're totally pater from a Shvua. The Slain Lamash Matfei Mishnayim. The word Slain doesn't imply any more than two. Did the Fasta Meruba Lo Tafasta? Because whenever you have a lesser amount that it could mean or a higher amount, so you always assume the lesser amount. V'yad bal ashtar ala tachtona. And therefore the guy who has the shtar, the malve, does not have the upper hand. V'al ashlishi shahoda have a meshav aveda. And therefore by the lova admitting that he owes a third, so that's totally meshav aveda. T'rana motzi mitziya lo yishav m'nei tikun olam. And the halacha is, so what meshav aveda? The halacha is that, you, let's say I find something, I find a wallet on the street, and I return it to the owner, I decide to be a good guy, I return it to the owner, and the owner says, there's $300 in this wallet. What happened to why are there only 150 left? And I tell the guy, what do you mean? I only found 150 in the wallet. I didn't take anything. Someone else must have come and taken it. So you're going to say that's a modeh b'miksas and I have to swear? Here I did a good deed and I went and it was meshav aveda. I'm going to have to swear. Next time I see a wallet on the street, I'll know better and I won't be meshav aveda. So because of tikkun ha'olam, a person who's meshav aveda does not take a shvua. So in our case as well, in this case in Bava Metzia as well, that's Rabbi Akiva's shita, is that he does not have to take a shvua. By being modeh three, he was being generous. So now, how does that relate to our case, where there were edim that said the whole thing was paid back, and this guy, the lover himself, says that he only paid back half? V'afilu Rabbi Akiva damar meshav aveda havi. So maybe you should say the same thing over here, that he's a meshav aveda. You have edim saying that he doesn't owe anything, and he's going and acknowledging he still owes 50. Isn't that meshav aveda? How are you going to make such a guy take a shvua? It's a meshav aveda. So he says, no. V'afilu Rabbi Akiva damar meshav aveda havi. Hani mili hecha deleka edim. Now, when is it Meshav Aveda? When I know that there are no Edim in play, and it's just purely I could easily be believed by to say that I only owe two, and I, out of generosity, I acknowledge owing, or out of honesty, I acknowledge owing three. That's a Meshav Aveda, but over here, there are Edim. It turns out that the Edim say something that's even better for me than what I'm going to say. But I don't know that when they show up to court. Just two guys come to court and they say, yes, we have direct knowledge of this transaction. I had no idea what they're going to say. So maybe you're not going to say I'm a Mesha Veda, because for all I know, they're going to say that I owe the full 100. So I'm going to be Moda B'mitzas. But that's hardly a spirit of generosity or honesty that's causing me to be Moda B'mitzas, because I'm scared. I'm scared that the Edom are if I know that the Edom are going to say I owe nothing, I'll be more than happy to say I owe nothing. But how do I know what the Edom are going to say? If you look at Tosfos, Avalechadik Edom Ritusi Mirtas, Temelari, Amaitali Taim Mishum Mirtas, Bemashi Yesh Edom Shiori Shem Yachtishu. Why do we even need the fact that he's afraid that the Edom might say against him? Halo Rak Shalo Yisayuhu. Meaning, even if the Edom didn't exist, the general assumption is that if someone says I owe him $100, and in fact I do owe him $100, I would never say I owe him nothing. Of course I would say that I owe him something just to save face. So that's why that's the whole svara of a shvur modem mitzvah. Why there's a chiv shvur, because we assume that really I wanted to deny the whole thing, and I just didn't have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing, because you wouldn't be made as part of Fnei Bal Chovo. So it's not the Edom that scare me into Hodah, it's the Eina Demeis part of Fnei Bal Chovo that convinces me to be Moda. So it says Tosas Yishlomer. So why do we need this idea of Mirtas? So it says Tosas Yishlomer, the Kivan Shu Savor, Sheyavo Edom Lasayeo. No, he brought the Edom. He's assuming they're there to help him. Shari Mavian, V'yigidil Odaitan. And when you bring Edim, right, presumably when a person brings Edim into court, he asks them in advance, what are you going to say? You don't just, it's not just a wild card that you're just going to bring Edim into court and hope for the best. I mean, that's irresponsible. You're going to want to know exactly what they're going to say. You want to do your homework. So you bring the Edim into court, Mistama, they told him what they think. So it won't be Azos for him to be kofer, because he really assumes that these Edim are going to say what they told him they're going to say, which is that he owes nothing. So it wouldn't be Azos anymore, because he's got Edim backing him up. So this is unbelievable. He knows exactly what these Edim are going to say, but he's always afraid up until the last minute, up until the moment they speak, he's afraid that they're going to change their minds and that they're going to contradict him. So had it not been that he was afraid that they were going to contradict him, ha'ilo migo tov, he'd be able to point to the Edom and say, look, the Edom back me up. Avlofisha yare shiachishuhu, but because he's afraid that they're going to contradict him, ein noach lo lichbarakol. That's why he's uncomfortable being called for everything. Shelo yira shakran yosemidai im yachishuhu. Because if they end up contradicting him, he's going to look like a big liar. Not if he's called for akol. If he's melded mixas and they end up contradicting him, so he looks like a little bit of a liar. That's not as bad. It's an issue of numbers. Yeah, in principle, we agree I owe money. It's just an issue of numbers. But if I say that I owe nothing and these Edom end up stabbing me in the back and saying that I owe everything, then I'm going to look like a terrible liar. So that's why he doesn't want to be kofar akol, and that's what's the fear that the Gemara speaks of. It's not the regular Eino Demeis. That regular Eino Demeis is not a problem over here, because he's taken care of it by the fact that he's brought Edom to help him. Now I could really tell you the opposite. I mean, you're telling me that even Rabbi Akiva would agree that this is not a case of Meshav Aveda because the Edom intimidate him. I'll tell you, even Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would agree that this is a case of Meshav Aveda. Even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says that by the case where the Malva says you owe me five and the Shtar says you owe dollars and the Lova says I owe three, even the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that's a classical Moda B'mitzas. That's because there are no Edom in your corner. But if there are Edom saying that you owe nothing, then even Rabbi Shimon Elazar would agree that's for sure Meshav Aveda, because you really didn't have to acknowledge owing anything. You have two Edom. It's the strongest form of proof in Jewish law. You can't do better than that. And still you admitted that you owe money. So that's a total Meshav Aveda. Darish Marzutra Mishmeidu Rav Simon Barashi. Hilchsa B'kol Hani Shmaitzel. We had seven statements that Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. The halacha in all of them, Kedeshalach Rabbi Abba, the Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, is like what Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. Amar le Ravina Ravashi, Rav Nachman Mai. So Ravina says to Ravashi, really? Even the one that Rav Nachman got involved in? What in the world are we talking about? Says Rashbam, Depalagale Gabe Avadim, Ba'amar Ein Govin Min Avadim. Right? The halacha was, Rabbi Ami had sent that Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chama, rather Rabbi Abba had sent that you're you're allowed to be goveh min ha'avadim, that when you're collecting from the chasim shubadim, so avadim count as karka. So you're allowed to be gov. I'm sorry, from Yisomim. When you're collecting from Yisomim, Avadim count as karka. So you're allowed to be gova from Avadim. But Rav Nachman disagreed, and Rav Nachman said, "No, you can't be gov in Avadim." So what? Rav Nachman disagreed. What's the big deal? So we paskin against it. No, says Rashbam. We know the halacha is the rule is in dinei mamonos hilchasuk Rav Nachman b'dini. So how can you tell me over here that hilchasa like all of these Rabbi Abba and Rav Yosef Bar Chamas when we know that the hilchasuk Rav Nachman b'dini? So I'm lay. In Govin Masinullah Vichainam Ravna. Ain Govin Masinullah Vichainam Rav Nachman. He says you have to change the text. It should say Ain Govin and Vichainam Rav Nachman. Not that Rav Nachman disagrees and says Ain Govin, but that Rav Nachman agrees and says Ain Govin. That in fact was what Rabbi Abba sent to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, exactly what Rav Nachman said. So says the Gemara, great. Ve'ela Hilchsala Fukemai. When we say that the Allah is like all these messages that Rabbi Abba sent to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, is there a chiddush in any of them? Meaning, where would I have thought that the halacha is not that way? The best shot was Rav Nachman, because you would think the halacha is like Rav Nachman. But now we just said Rav Nachman agrees that there's no dispute. So where exactly would I have thought that we don't paskin like these messages? So the Gemara is going to go through them. If you're going to tell me that it comes to exclude Rava's Chiddush, what was Rava's Chiddush? So that was number 3, I think it was. Yeah, that which relatives are kosher? That Rabbi Abba had said a shlishi b'sheni is kosher to testify about each other, and Rava said even a shlishi b'rishon, a guy and his great uncle, are kosher to testify about each other. So maybe you're telling me lafuke to Rava? Says the Gemara, no, Mosif who? Rava was just Mosif, meaning that the message that Rabbi Abba sent does not disagree with Rava. Rabbi Abba just said a little bit of a lesser chiddush, and Rava added to the chiddush, but Rabbi Abba would agree with Rava's chiddush as well. Meaning Rabbi Abba said that I could testify about my great uncle's kid, and Rava just added I could even testify about my great uncle himself. And Rabbi Abba would not disagree with that. Rabbi Abba would be fine with that. That's what Rashbam says on the top. Ila fukamid Rabba dam raf barishon fellow mosifol de Rabbi Abba damr shlishi b'sheni kasher vasa ilu meimer daf barishon v'ikal meimer daf ilu Rabbi Abba moda. Even Rabbi Abba might be moda to that. The reason Rabbi Abba only told me I'm allowed to testify about my great uncle's kid and not about my great uncle is because there is a sheet of Masech Sanhedrin that holds I'm not even allowed to testify about my great uncle's kid. And therefore, you should not be medayik from Rabbi Abba that he disagrees with Rava. Maybe he, in fact, agrees with Rava. So it can't be, it happens to be the Rambam Paskin's Rishon B'Shlishi is Kasher La'edus. Right, because of this, that meaning when the Gemara, if you recall in yesterday's daf, we said, Rava said, I could even testify about my great uncle. And then someone else came along and said, yeah, you could even testify about your grandfather. And the Gemara says, come on, we don't go that far, not about your grandfather. So Rashbam had pointed out that we're medayik from there, that it must be that we do accept Rava, right? We do accept the idea that you could testify about your great uncle. So the Rambam says, and yeah, that's exactly what we see in our Gemara as well, that that Rava does not disagree with the message sent by Rabbi Abba, and we pass like all the messages sent by Rabbi Abba. The Rabbeinu Tam over paskins that a shlishi b'rishon is pasul min haTorah, and against Rava. The Bahag paskins shlishi b'rishon is pasul, but only midrabanan. Minatorah, Rabbi, and the way he'd understand the Gemara is that Minatorah, Rabbi Abba is moda to Rava. He just holds that it's a chum midrabanan not to allow a shlishi b'rishon. But the only one that's difficult is Rabbi Natam. How's Rabbi Natam going to explain what's going on in this Gemara? In this Gemara, we seem to be saying that Rabbi Abba agrees to Rava. So how could Rabbi Natam hold that we don't paskin like Rava? So Rabbi Natam would say that if you would understand our line of the Gemara as follows, that if you're coming to be Ma'id Rava, he's only being most of Al-Divi Rabbi Abba, and if you want to say that Dafka, a Shlishi B'Sheni is Kashub, or a Shlishi B'Rishon is Pasul, you should have said, Ein Halacha Karava. Meaning, if that was the main point of Rabbi Abba, if that's what he was really coming to do, not that it's inaccurate to go against Rava, but if he was really trying to go against Rava, he should have made a point of saying in that direction that a Shlishi B'Rishon is Pasul, right? Instead of emphasizing that a Shlishi B'Sheni is Kasher. Good. So what about the Gemara previously where we said the halacha is not like Mabar Avashi about the grandfather? Why didn't we say the halacha is not like Rava about the great uncle? So again, it's not trying to say the halacha is like Rava. It's just saying that from that it's very, very obvious, it's very clear that the halacha is not like Mar Bar Avashi. You definitely can't testify about your grandfather. Okay, Rava, it's at least there's at least a discussion. So the Gemara didn't reject it immediately out of hand. But we could still reject it la halacha. Just because the Gemara didn't reject it immediately doesn't mean we can't reject it la halacha. So in the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes Machlokas, where the Rishon B'Shlishi is pasul. The Rama says, Yeshom Shu pasul Midir Chamim, and Nafkamina, whether it's pasul Midir Rabban or pasul Midir Raisa, obviously is going to be, it's pointed out by the Nosek Kelim in Shulchan Aruch, is going to be by Kiddushin. Let's say I do a Kiddushin in front of Edim that are pasul Midir Rabban. Right? You're at a wedding and they need an aid and they call up two great uncles, the Mechab them as Edim, and then the woman goes in as Mekabel's Kiddushin from somebody else. So the Shaila is, does she need a get from that somebody else? Is there a Kiddushin Tofsin? So if it's Pasol Midrabanan, the Edim are only Pasol Midrabanan, so then Midaraisa, they were Kasher, the Kiddushin is not going to be Tofes. But if the Edim were, the second Kiddushin is not going to be Tofes, but if the Edim were Pasol Midaraisa, so then there was no Kiddushin at all over here. The second Kiddushin is going to be Tofes. That's enough Nafkamin if it's Rabban or Daraisa. So anyway, it can't be to exclude Rava because Rava was only Mosif. Idmar Baravashi, Las Hilchsik Mar Baravashi. And if you want to tell me it's coming to say that the great Chiddush against Mar Baravashi about the grandfather, well, we don't pass him like Mar Baravashi. So, right, who says that you could testify about a grandfather? Ilafu came to Shmuel Rav Sheshes Rav Papa Hayitosfu. And if it's coming to tell me against Rav Shmuel, Rav Sheshes and Rav Papa, well, we already asked Tiyufta, the top words on Kuf Chav Chesem Beis were Tiyufta Tukulu Tiyufta. That was about a case where you were Pasel at the beginning, and then Kasher, or Kasher, then Pasel, you knew Edus, and then you became a Shota, or you became a Suma, all of those halachas. So if we're coming to tell me against that, well, we already were most of all of them. So, Elala Fukimit Rabbi Yochanan, Umeat Kafta Demar Baravashi. Elamai, what is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, in case number 5, to say against Rabbi Yochanan, in the case that Rabbi Abba sent a Tinok ben Abanim Ne'aman, that you believe to say about a Tinok ben Abanim, even against the Chazaka, you believe to say that he is a Bechar, even against the Chazaka, which was Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that apparently Rabbi Abba agreed with. So that's a Chiddush against Rabbi Yochanan, who held like the Rabbanan. And the second Chiddush is the last one that we just had today, that to say not to hold like the maskif of Mar Bar Avashi, that even Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would be mod over here that you are being Meshav Aveda, but rather to hold like the original approach that even Rabbi Akiva would be Moda, who normally holds it's Meshav Aveda, would be Moda over here that it's not Meshav Aveda because you have mirtas of what the Edom are going to say. So that's the point of saying that we paskin like all these statements. There's only a Chiddush in number 5 and 7. The others are obvious that we paskin that way. Fine. Says Gemara Vayter, Mechalik Nechas Val Piv, Riba Le'echad Umiyet Le'echad. This goes back to the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah said that if you are Mechalik your Nechasim, you divide up your Nechasim, and you don't divide it evenly. You decide that this child's going to get a little more, that child's going to get a little less, the Bechar is going to be just like everybody else. So if as long as you keep using a Lashon Matana, as long as you keep saying, yeah, I'm giving this as a gift to this child, sometimes people like to see they like before they die, to see their children receive a lot of money from them, the children, you know, they like to see them happy. So they'd rather give it to them alive than give it to them when they're dead. So they'd rather make it a happy thing. So they go and they give all this money, that's fine, and you can give however much you want to whoever you want, because you're still alive, but you got to use a Lashon Matana. A Lashon Yerusha is not going to be good. So says the Gemara, Hechidami Matana. So then the Mishnah went on to say that the Amar Mishum Yerusha Lomar Klum, but Kasav Bein Bidchila, Bein Bam, to Bein Bisof Mishum Matana, Tvarav Kayam. And if at any point in your statement you use a Lashon Matana, you're good to go. It's fine. At any point you use a Lashon Matana, beginning, middle, or end. So says the Gemara, Hechi dami matana b'tchila, Hechi dami b'emtza, Hechi dami b'sof. What does that mean? B'tchila b'emtza b'sof. So we're going to have four shitos over here. Number one, Kiyas Rav Dimi am Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi says the name of Rabbi Yochanan as follows. Tinasin sa deplonus leploni, v'yirsha, zui matana b'tchila. If you say, I'm giving this field to so-and-so, and he should yarshin it, that's a lashon matana b'tchila. Right? I'm giving that because you use the Lashon Matana, even though you also use the Lashon Yerusha, first you threw in the Lashon Matana. Yersha v'tinasin lo, zui matana b'self. Self-explanatory. Yersha v'tinasin lo v'yersha, zui matana b'emtsa. Fine, also self-explanatory. That everyone agrees to, right? That's what the definition of matana b'tchil, matana b'emtsa, matana b'self, right? Here's where we get into a tricky spot, though, in terms of qualifying when it really works. Says Rav Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, v'davka ba'adam echad v'sada achas. That's only if you're giving one field to one person. So then such lashonos, matana anywhere in the equation will work. But if you're giving to one person two fields, and you say one of the fields belashon Yerusha and one of them belashon Matana, or sada achas v'shnei b'nei adam, or even one field that you're splitting amongst two people, and to one of the people you say Lashon Matana, and to the other one you say Lashon of Yerusha, lo. Then it doesn't matter that you happen to have used Lashon Matana, the guy you gave it to Lashon Yerusha is totally invalid, because it's not a Yerusha. You want it to be Matana, that's fine. But the guy that you gave it to Lashon Matana is valid. Or in the previous case where it's one guy in two fields, the field that you gave Lashon Yerusha is totally invalid. The field that you gave Lashon Matana, that's fine. That's fine, Lashon Matana, but the one you gave Lashon Yerusha is not going to work. That is Shita number one. Shita number two, Rav Elazar Omer, Afilu Adam Echad V'Shtei Sada, Sada Achas V'Shnei B'nei Adam. Now, even if it's one person in two fields or two people in one field, as long as you use Lashon Matana on somebody or on some field, that's fine. Aval B'Shtei Sados V'Shnei B'nei Adam Lo. Now, the only time where it's not going to work is if you have two totally separate fields that you're giving to two totally separate people. If you say, Ruvain, I'm giving you field A, and Shimon, you're yashining for me field B. So then, Shimon's does not work, because that's used the Lashon Yerusha. But if it's field A, and you say, Ruvain, I'm giving you half of field A, and Shimon, I'm yashining you the other half of field A, then it would work, it would be totally fine. That is Shita number two, Rabbi Elazar. The only time you have a problem is two people and two fields. Shita number three, Ki asa Ravin Amar Tinasin Sada Plonis Laploni. So the truth is we're not going to see how this is Shita number three yet. It's going to take a little bit. So let's just say an unrelated statement for now. Ki asa Ravin Amar Tinasin Sada Plonis Laploni. Ravin said, what if you have the following case? You say, I want to give this field to so and so. V'yirash Ploni Sada Plonis. And I want the other guy to yarshin another field. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kana. Rabbi Yochanan says that works. Rabbi Elazar Amar Lo Kana. Rabbi Elazar says it doesn't work. So we already had Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. That's why it doesn't seem like a third shita. We already had both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. So says Gemar, but do they match up? So Amar Le Abaye L'Ravin, Anachtas Lan Chada Va'atkafas Lan Chada. He says, well, one of those shitas that you just quoted fits very nicely into what we assumed previously, and the other one does not. Which one fits? Bishlam is Rabbi Elazar Lokasha. The Rabbi Elazar's match up, right? Rabbi Elazar is the one that said that one person with two fields or two people with one field, as long as you have Lashon Matana in there somewhere, it's fine. It's only a problem when it's two people in two fields. So that fits very well over here when Rabbi Elazar says Lokana, because this case seemed to have been a case of two people in two fields. Lokasha kan ba'adam echad v'shtei sados, kan b'shnei b'adam v'shtei sados. Right? In this case, when Rabbi Elazar said Lokana, it happened to have been a case. It seems to be talking about a case of two people in two fields, and that's why it doesn't work. El Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. Rabbi Yochanan is a stira, because over here it seems like Rabbi Yochanan is saying two people in two fields is fine, that you can go over to Reuven and say, what do I mean, two people in two fields? You go over to Reuven and you say, here, I'm giving you field A, and Shimon, I'm yarshining you field B. And that's fine, according to Rabbi Yochanan, in this version of it. But previously we had that Rabbi Yochanan said, no way, that the only way it's ever going to work is if you say if you give one field to one person, it's dafka adam echad v'sada achas we use to lashonos. Anything short of that is going to be invalid. So it's direct opposite. So answers the Gemara. Amorei ninu v'alibid Rabbi Yochanan. It's a machlokas what Rabbi Yochanan holds. So that's why it's a third shita. Why is it a third shita? Because Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan holds the exact opposite of what Rav Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan held. Rav Dimi held in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the only time a Lashon of Yerusha can still be acceptable is if it's used in conjunction with Lashon of Matana to the same person on the same field that you mentioned Lashon of Matana. Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan held that no, any Lashon Yerusha is fine, even if it's shtei sados to two totally different people. One person I use the lashon matana on field A, another person I use the lashon yerusha on field B, that's totally fine. So they say exact opposites. And then a fourth shita, Reish Lakish amar lo kana atchi yamar. Reish Lakish says, no, it's never going to work unless you have the following very complicated phraseology. Ploni uploni, Reuven and Shimon, yirshu sada plonis uplonis, should yarshin fields A and B, shenasatim lahem b'matana, that I am giving to both of them as a gift, vi yirshim, and they should yarshin it. Only if you say such a lashon, only then could a lashon of Yerusha be taken as a matana. When you make it abundantly clear that the lashon matana is going on everybody, right? Because you said Yerusha b'tchila, you said Yerusha b'sof, you said matana b'emtza. So the matana clearly is meant just like lashon of Yerusha is going on both of them, that you use lashon matana also must be going on both of them. And once it's evident that lashon matana is going on both of them, then that's okay. So that's the fourth shita. So says the Gemara, but that's like the wild card, right? The first three would be the most basic shitos in terms of when a lashon Yerusha is going to work, and then you have this wild card of Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara, biplukta. By the way, you should know that those first three shitos, in fact, line up exactly with the machlokas amoraim that we're going to have. As Rashbam says, biplukta, to Rav Hamnuna krav dimi am Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Nachman krav Lazar, Rav Sheshes krav alibid Rabbi Yochanan. That we're going to see that in order, we're going to have the following amoraim that line up exactly with the first three shitos we just quoted. Amar Rav Hamnuna, lo shanu ela, lo shanu ela adam echad v'sada achas. When does a lashon Yerusha work as a matana? Only when you use lashon Yerusha on the same field to the same person that you use lashon matana. Avla adam echad v'shtei sados or sada achas shnei b'nei adam lo. But if you go to one person and say, I'm giving you field A and you're yarshining field B, or you go to two people and you say, field A is going to go to you, Reuven, as a matana, and the other half will go to you, Shimon, as Yerusha, that's no good. That lines up exactly with Rav Dimi, Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Nachman Amar, afilu adam echad v'shtei sados, sadacha shnei b'nei adam. No, both of those cases work. Aval shtei sados shnei b'nei adam lo. The only time it doesn't work is if you go to two different people, say, Reuven, you get field A as a matana, Shimon, you yarshin field B. That's the only case it's not going to work. And that lines up exactly, that Rav Nachman lines up exactly with Rav Lazar, right? Rav Lazar was the one who said that. And Rav Sheshes Amar, afilu shtei sados v'shnei b'nei adam. And Rav Sheshes lines up exactly with the second version with Ravin's version of Rabbi Yochanan, that even when you say, Reuven, you get field A, and Shimon, you yarshin field B, even in such a case, that it's still going to work. The Lashon of Yerusha is viewed as the Lashon Matana. Fine. Am Rav Sheshes Mina Minala. Rav Sheshes, who holds like that last Shita, that even going over to Reuven, and say, even when you go over to Reuven and say, I'm giving you field A as a Matana, and Shimon, you are yarshining field B, that even then it's valid and we don't assume that you're ruining the Yerusha. Rav Sheshes said, where do I get that idea from, Titania? We have the following Brisa. Ha'omer Tanusha, I'm not saying so much outside today because it's confusing enough Gemara. I just think, Ha'omer Tanusha Shekel Lebni B'Shabbos, if a person says, I want you to give a shekel to my son each week, meaning that's how much support he needs. Tanusha Shekel Lebni B'Shabbos, V'ruyin Liten Sela, but the truth is the kid needs more than that to support himself. He actually needs a Sela in order to be able to support himself. So what's the halacha? Nosin Len Sela. The halacha is you give a Sela. V'im Amar, but if you say, Al Tidnu Len Elo Shekel, if you don't say just give a shekel, you say don't you dare give him a penny more than a shekel, then you can only give him a shekel. V'imamar, but if he says in Mesu Yirshu Achirim Tachtehen, if he says that if he dies, that Yirshu Achirim Tachtehen, that such and such a person should yarshin instead. Then regardless of whether he said give a shekel to my son, or don't give more than a shekel to my son, if he leaves specific Yerusha instructions, right, that if his son dies, he doesn't want his grandchildren to get it, right, he wants other people to receive the Yerusha after his son, not his son, so then you can't give any more than a shekel, right? Says Rashbam, Yerusha Achirim Ploni Uploni, V'lo B'nei Banai. I don't want my grandchildren to receive the Yerusha after my son dies. Then obviously he's showing you that he's being very stingy in terms of what he's willing to give up to his son. shekel, meaning the fact that he's leaving over these nechassim, he wants there to be enough nechassim left over for these people that he wants the money to go to after his son dies. So therefore, he's clearly saying shekel and no more than a shekel. But our case, in this case, it's just like a case of shtei sados and shnei bnei adam, where you're saying one guy gets as a matan and the other one will receive as a yerusha. And nevertheless, we see that it works. We see that such a kinyan works because you said a lashon matana to your children, but a lashon yerusha to these achirim, and you're talking about different monies. Right, so the son should get a shekel, and the leftover monies that the son didn't get should go to these other people. So it's different monies, two different people, one a lashon matana, one a lashon of yerusha, and we see it still worked. So that's my raya. So who most of love whom farkla b'roi liyoshav Rabbi Yochanan brokahi, says the Gemara. No, that's not a kasha on the other shitos, because the other shitos could just say, yeah, that's talking about when you're trying to give it to somebody else who's also roi liyosho, and we're going like Rabbi Yochanan Broka, who holds. Rabbi Yochanan Broka is going to come up on tomorrow's daf, but Rabbi Yochanan Broka, we kept on quoting throughout this whole parak already, he's the one that holds that if you have several children, you could say, yeah, I want all my stuff to go to the cute little one. I don't want anything to go to the others. That as long as you're within your yarshim, you can distribute the funds however you want. So yeah, so this is gone, like Rabbi Yochanan Broka. Amar Ravashi Tashma, let's bring another raya in regards to the three shitos we saw in Amun Aleph. Nechasei lach v'acharecha yirish ploni, v'acharei acharecha yirish ploni. What if you say, my nechassim should go to you, I'm giving you my nechassim, Reuven, and then after Reuven, after you die, it should go to Shimon, Shimon should yarshin it, and after Shimon dies, Levi should yarshin it. Meis Rishon Kanasheni, Reuven dies, so Shimon yarshins it. Meis Sheni Kanashlishi, Shimon dies, Levi yarshins it. The Meis Sheni B'chai Rishon, what if Shimon dies before Reuven? So, and then Reuven dies. So now I can't go to Shimon, so Yachsu Nechasim LeYarshei Rishon. Now it stays in Reuven's family, it goes down to his Yarshim. But isn't this exactly a case of two fields and Shnei B'nei Adam, meaning two separate people, each getting different things, V'katani D'kana, and we see that it does work, and didn't we say that all the other Shitos and Amud Aleph held that, meaning two out of the three Shitos and Amud Aleph held, that the first two of the three held that if you give two separate fields to two separate people, one of them B'lashon Matana, and the other one B'lashon Yerusha, the one that's given B'lashon Yerusha is totally invalid, so it's a kasha on the first two Shitos. So maybe you'll get out of it. You'll say, nah, this is talking about a case where you're trying to be maver nachla to another person who's in line to yarshin it. Where Shimon's in line to yarshin it from you, and Levi's in line to yarshin it from you. And we're just going like Rabbi Yochanan Broka. And Rabbi Yochanan Broka holds you're allowed to do that. Yeah, but if that were the case, would Rabbi Yochanan Baroka hold that when Shimon dies, Levi gets the Yerusha? We know that Rabbi Yochanan Baroka holds Nechas Elach V'Acharecha Laploni V'Rishon Roy Liyarsho Ein L'Sheni B'Makom Rishon Klum. Rabbi Yochanan Baroka holds not that way. He holds that if you say I'm giving my Nechasim to Reuven and then afterwards it should go to Shimon and Reuven is Roy to Yarshanim, then Shimon gets nothing. Shein's Elashon Matana Elashon Yerusha V'Yerusha Ein LaHefzik. Because once you say that you're giving it to Reuven and Reuven is one of your Yarshim, that means he's becoming your real Yoresh. And once the Yerusha starts, it doesn't stop. Right? The Yerusha, once you get the Rabbi Yochanan Baroka holds, you can't determine where your Yerusha goes after it goes to the first person who yarshins it from you. You have the right to determine who's going to yarshin from you. You can't determine where the estate goes after that. That follows normal laws of Yerusha. So it goes to the Yarshi Rishon. So this can't be going in line with Rabbi Yochanan Baroka. The whole idea is contrary to Rabbi Yochanan Baroka. And therefore, Tiyufta de Kulu Tiyufta. It's a Tiyufta on all of them. Right? It's a Tiyufta on all of them, on the first two is what we mean. It's a Tiyufta on the first two Shitos. It's not a Tiyufta on the Shita, on the third Shita, which was Ravanam Rabbi Yochanan, that held that that Shnei Sados to Shnei B'nei Adam is okay, but it's a Tiyufta on anyone who held Shnei Sados to Shnei B'nei Adam is not okay. So, frankly, Mar Leimanami to have the tuft to the Reish Lakish. Should we say that it's a tuft on Reish Lakish also? Because Reish Lakish said the only way it works is if you have that super fancy lashon where you have a double lashon Yerusha and it's sandwiched around a double lashon Matana. So, Vitizbra, Va'amarava, Hilsa Kavasin Reish Lakish Banitas. But how could this be a tuft on Reish Lakish? We pass on like Reish Lakish in this. There are three things that we pass on like Reish Lakish in, and this happens to be one of them. So, how can we say that it's a tuft on Reish Lakish also? So, Lokasha. Kan betok de dibur, kan lach de dibur. It's not a kasha. That which we say that matana lezeh, yerusha lezeh, that they're both kone, is not a kasha on Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says because it's not a kasha on Reish Lakish, because the brisa that says v'acharecha yirish ploni is talking about tok de dibur of the rishon where you say nechasi lach, and therefore the matana works for both of them. But Reish Lakish, where it wasn't Tok Kedei Dibor, so then they're viewed as two separate statements. If it's not Tok Kedei Dibor, it's viewed as two totally separate statements. One of a Matana, one of Yerusha, and Lashon Yerusha is not going to work. But when it's all Tok Kedei Dibor, it's going to work. V'hilchsa kol Tok Kedei Dibor Kedibor Dami. And we paskin Tok Kedei Dibor is always Kedibor Dami with two exceptions. Levar me'avodas kachavim v'kidushin, with the exceptions of avodazara and kidushin. All right, Mez Hashem, tomorrow we should start talking a little bit about Tok Kedei Dibor before we get into the new Mishnah. There's a lot to say. This is a major sugya of Tok Kedei Dibur.